Hello.
Hello.
It's us.
If you see me walking down the streets and I start to cry each time we meet, walk on by. I'll walk on by and make believe that I can't see the tears that let me breathe. I'm private, 'cause each time so if I seem so broken in pieces, walk on by. I'll walk on by. And foolish pride, if I can't see the tears, then let me hide all the tears and the sadness you gave me when you say goodbye. We'll be right back.
crash and then you wait 10-15
Hello, it's us. What was that, Tom?
Never mind.
What was it?
Anyway, this is 87.7 Sugar FM. This is me, Tom, and it's you.
Yeah, it's me as well. Yeah, the whole plan there was just say hello, and the song was supposed to come in. Tom,
we've got to introduce ourselves.
Ruined the entire day. No.
Stop ripping into me.
I'm going to rip into you. Oh. Sitting here with me.
I've got longer hair than you.
Tic Tacs doing nothing, and you ruining the show.
Come on then. Our next song
is dedicated to the Queen.
Oh yes.
Mom, because she's here tomorrow.
Yes.
Or is she?
Or is she? Mm. We'll find out tomorrow.
I'm going to plant a bomb. Anyway, go on then. This song's dedicated to the Queen.
There you go, that was our dedication to the Queen.
Yeah, I'm not really going to plant a bomb, by the way, just in case there are any Secret Service just ready to climb the stairs.
Don't get too paranoid, she doesn't mean it. She's lovely, really.
Thank you. Aww. Bless you. Aww.
I'm just trying to be nice.
I know.
That's what I'm here for.
Really?
No. I don't know why I'm here, to be honest.
So let's stop rambling, let's talk about something good that, isn't just mental belly button fluff, right?
Yeah. Go on. You start. Your idea, you will.
Okay, well, do you want to talk about the toad signs?
Oh, I like that.
You like the toad sign story?
I thought the toad signs.
I was sent a story earlier on through email about in the middle of Stafford. Well, I don't know whether it's the middle, but it's Ecclesall Road. There's loads of toads in the road, so they're putting up toad signs just in case you want to miss them.
The funny thing is, you haven't said why it was amusing.
Why is it, Tom?
It's amusing because, well, I don't know if it's especially amusing, but it's like they point at the sign, especially for the toad.
Keep it clean.
The toad mating season, and the trouble seems to be that these toads are kind of taking a fancy to, can I say copulating?
Yeah.
Copulating in the middle of the road.
I don't know if you can, but you just did.
Yes.
Apparently, they're migrating, but why are they migrating? They're, as Tom, say the word again.
They're copulating.
Yes, I know, but I mean, how could they get? What, are they bored?
Yeah, I think so. If you were migrating...
How did you put it earlier, Tom?
Well, so toads don't have CD players, you know.
So they have to do something.
They have to do something, and that's why.
That's what they do.
So if you're driving on the roads around Stafford, be careful of mating toads.
And they said frogs and newts will do the same thing afterwards as well.
Afterwards.
That's after the frog mating season, not after the toad mating season, not after the toads, of course. So this is what happens when we don't talk. Mental belly button fluff. We talk about
toads mating.
Yeah, it's rubbish. Anyway, what are we playing next time?
Imagine.
Bye.
Perfect Circle version.
Go on then.
And yes, that was Imagine by Perfect Circle.
With a tiny skip. I don't know if anybody noticed.
They probably did now you mentioned
it. Stupid media Windows rubbish.
New CDs.
But or why? Because then we wouldn't have joys like skips and strange little gaps in between songs that I can blame on other people. So what we're playing next then, Tom?
We have to
explain ourselves.
The uncoolest band ever.
They're not the uncoolest band ever. We've got Darkness, come on.
The Darkness are chic.
Maybe the Darkness, just because you look like them.
I don't look like all of them.
You look like an amalgamation of all of them, like.
I'm not that ugly. No, but like, come on, Nickelback. They're not cool, are they?
No, but this has to be the best song they've ever done.
Well, I'm not saying they don't do good songs, I'm just saying they're not cool. They're like a bike with the bar really low down. One of them. A girl bike, just a guy riding it. That's what Nickelback.
Or the basket on the front.
Yeah, the basket on the front.
So you've got a bike. A bike in itself is cool, right?
Yeah.
Any kind of bike. Well, but Nickelback.
Nickelback is a bike with a basket on the front. Yeah. No, that's a woman's one that a guy's riding.
With a bell.
Yeah, with a bell.
Ribbons.
And ribbons.
Not quite ribbons. Come on, Tom.
Right, okay. Well, let Nickelback off without ribbons.
All right, then. Right. This is Nickelback, and this is Rockstar, and this is my favourite Nickelback song anyway, so I don't care what anybody else thinks, because it's my show.
I like hearing it.
Go on, then.
I'm through with standing in line to clubs I'll never get in. It's like the bottom of the ninth, and I'm never gonna win this. Life hasn't turned out quite the way I want it to be.
Tell me what you want.
I want a brand new house on an episode of Cribs, and a bathroom I can play baseball in. Size tub big enough for 10 plus me.
Yeah, what you need?
I'll need a credit card that's got no limit and a big black chain with a bedroom in it. Gonna join the Mile High Club at 37,000 feet.
Been done.
I want a new tour bus full of old guitars. Mine star on Hollywood Boulevard. Somewhere between Cher and James Dean is fine for me. This life for fortune and fame. I'd even cut my hair and change my name. Cause we all just wanna be big rock stars and live in hilltop buses driving 15 cars. The girls come easy and the drugs come cheap. We'll all stay skinny cause we just won't eat. And we'll hang out in the coolest bars and the VIP with the movie stars. Every good gold digger's gonna wind up there. Every playboy bunny with a bleached blonde hair. And well, hey, hey, I wanna be a rock star. Hey, hey, I wanna be a rock star. I wanna be great like Elvis without the tassels. Hire 8 bodyguards that love to beat up assholes. Sign a couple autographs so I can eat my meals for free. I'm gonna dress my ass with the latest fashion. Get a front door key to the Playboy Mansion. Gonna date a centerfold that loves to blow my money for me.
So how you gonna do it?
I'm gonna trade this life for fortune and fame. I'd even cut my hair and change my name. Cause we all just wanna be big rock stars and live in hilltop buses driving 15 cars. The girls come easy and the drugs come cheap. Well, I'll stay skinny cause we just won't eat. And we'll hang out in the coolest bars and the VIP with the movie stars. Every good gold digger's gonna wind up there. Every playboy bunny with a bleached blonde hair. And we'll part out in the private rooms with the latest dictionary of today's who's who. They'll get you anything with that evil smile. Everybody's got a drug dealer on speed dial. Well, hey, hey, I wanna be a rock star. I'm gonna sing those songs that offend the senses. Gonna pop my pills from a Pez dispenser. Get washed up singers writing all my songs. Let's sing them every night so I don't get them wrong. Well, we all just wanna be big rock stars and live in hilltop houses driving 15 cars. The girls come easy and the drugs come cheap. We'll all stay skinny cause we just won't eat. And we'll hang out in the coolest bars and the
They'll get you anything with that evil smile. Everybody's got a drug dealer on speed dial. Well, hey, hey, I wanna be a rock star. Hey, hey, I wanna be a rock star.
Yeah, that was Nickelback with Rockstar.
Yeah, see, it wasn't so bad, was it?
It was okay. Okay, you're listening to Shug 87.7 FM. You can also listen to us at shugradio.co.uk. And don't forget, you can contact us here in the studio at studio@shugradio.co.uk or the text line, which is 07757 454 668. Yes, it was very well read by me.
But it was. I had no part in that whatsoever.
Oh, do you want to read some more?
Oh, no, I don't want to read it again.
Okay.
What do you think I am?
Okay.
Radio presenter?
You could try.
What?
Anyway.
Excuse the Kaiser Chiefs playing in the background. What is going on?
Yes, we've got a few other people in the studio.
Totally unprofessional. Are you building a podcast, are you?
Maybe.
Yeah. This is a full-on workstation here.
It is.
Lots
yeah, but
of
you can tell you're not Chris. Chris had never done that.
He would.
Chris would be making belittling
Chris
comments.
Chris doesn't know how to do it, so... Yeah. That's why I'm doing it.
We'll just have a moan at Chris.
I'll put it on the headphones.
God, see Depeche Mode.
Thank you.
I apologise to all your listeners. Sorry.
Well.
Anyway. do you want to play Dining Rams?
Or we can talk. Or... We can
what's annoying you this week, Sarah? What really grinds your gears?
Handing assignments.
Oh yes.
Oh, rubbish.
Right this week.
All terrible. And the Queen. They've locked off like half the university for the Queen.
You could have signed up on the sheet to say, "Can I call in?"
No. Because they have cancelled my tutorial tomorrow afternoon, which is the last tutorial for an important assignment, a huge assignment that has to be handed in on Monday. They've cancelled the tutorial because of the Queen, and we're not going to have another one afterwards.
Well, unfortunately, the Queen tends to just take precedence over quite a few things.
Why?
Because she's the Queen.
When I fail my degree, can I turn around and say, well, the Queen came on March 31st, 2006, and that's my extenuating circumstance?
You could do, actually. I think you should be able to try that one.
Yeah, all right, whatever. I'm going to play a song. I'm annoyed now. Should have said that, Tom.
Sorry.
Following takes place between 6 p.m. and 7 p.m.
Nothing now.
It's Ladies' Night this Thursday at the Litton Tree, with two-for-one deals and discounted cocktail jugs for the fairer sex, plus DJ Matt James playing Stafford's best music. It's the only place to be for your weekend warm-up. We're open till at least 1 a.m. The Litton Tree, Stafford. Great entertainment every night of the week.
Go, didn't she?
I'm sorry to say, you're right.
You're
she
rubbish.
Had to join James Blunt in imaginary pop star that have deceased, gone and left us.
Nice.
Yes.
Yes. What did you want to talk about, Tom?
Today.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Shock FM.
Oh yeah.
There you go.
Shock FM.
It's good, isn't it? Yes, I'm going to get Dave up here in a bit to talk
maybe.
About...
Maybe. Is he coming?
Yes.
He's coming.
Oh. Well, I hope so. I've told him to. But we're on a bit of a campaign to keep Shug going, because I think everyone who's been in the hallowed halls of Shug has enjoyed themselves immensely on air. I know I have. Come on, Sarah, back me up.
I have, yeah. Hallowed halls, it's a room, Tom.
Shh.
Hallowed room of Shug.
The hallowed room. It's a nurse room.
We don't leave. It's just we're just in one tiny little box, all shoved together.
Yeah, shoved together in Shug.
Yeah.
Oh. But yeah, Dave's going to be popping up in a bit, a little bit about how you can help save Shug.
Yes. I'm sure our listener out there can help us save.
All two of them. I told lots of people.
I know there's two listening. I've got two listening. Woo! Yay!
Two.
Chris included. There's seven online, actually.
Seven?
Oh, wow.
We've got seven people listening
seven
to
people
us.
Seven listening.
Aren't we lucky? I bet four of them are my friends who I've told to listen or die.
Really?
Yeah.
Who's mean?
Well,
underneath all
mean,
that
really.
Blonde hair and that Axl Rose exterior, you're a bit of a meanie, aren't you, Tom?
I try.
Yeah.
You?
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Get a bit of like, the king himself. Not Elvis, but Hendrix.
Yeah, all right. Anything to shut you up, idiot. Go on then.
Fine. Jimi Hendrix there, Purple Haze, classic.
God, well, maybe.
Well, he's up there somewhere, isn't he?
My other half has just texted in and said, "Oh, your parents are listening." Right.
About seven times right. He's texted.
My parents might be listening, okay? But I didn't say. What did I say on air?
I'm not saying it again because you told me off for it.
Okay.
The thing with the toads.
Yeah, I didn't say that on air. I wouldn't say that on air, so my mum wouldn't be ashamed of me because that was Tom. All right? Can I just say that? Thank you. Anyway.
You worried about getting told off by your mum?
No.
There you are, clearly.
No, I'm not. Jay's worried about me getting told off by my mum. Last week she said she wouldn't mind if I swore. She just walked through with her ears closed.
I see. But we're not allowed to swear anyway.
No, we're not.
Yeah. You're gonna put another song on then?
Okay. I'm just wondering why there's so much talking in this place. You know, if it was really like professional, like it's not Radio One, you know.
Ah, they can't hear.
It's brilliant, but everybody talks in the background.
Yeah. So it works.
Plays music, runs podcasts. Anyway, have a bit of Aerosmith.
Aerosmith now.
Yeah.
What, just because I look like Axl Rose?
That's Guns N' Roses.
Oh yeah, wrong one.
Anyway.
I'm confused now.
Shut up, Tom.
It's Ladies' Night this Thursday at the Litton Tree, with two-for-one deals and discounted cocktail jugs for the fairer sex, plus DJ Matt James playing Stafford's best music. It's the only place to be for your weekend warm-up. We're open till at least 1 a.m. The Litton Tree, Stafford. Great entertainment every night of the week.
Listen to Alternation on Sugar FM, Stafford's latest and greatest on 87.7 FM. What do you want to talk about, Tom? What did you just say? What did you say to me?
I said we should talk about dogs and why they're great.
They are so cool. You got a dog, Tom?
I do have a dog.
What dog
do you have? I have a lovely sort of goldeny coloured Labrador.
Oh, I have a busted Cairn Terrier. And
what?
A busted Cairn Terrier.
What do they look like?
He's a Cairn Terrier.
Is that like them little Scotty dogs?
Kind of like a West Island White with your colour hair, a bit blonde. But he looks like he's been through a tumble dryer backwards.
A ruffled Scottish Terrier.
Yeah. And I've got something else that is like a terrier cross, but he also looks like he's been through a tumble dryer backwards.
Unless they're in dog shows, they always look like they've been through a heads backwards.
Ken's supposed to be in dog shows, he's just not.
Oh.
He's just like,
lazy.
We couldn't. If we wanted to, he's just...
Insane.
Yeah, insane and
yes.
Busted.
My dog's nuts as well. He will chase balls all day. Just chuck one, he's gone. And probably won't bring it back either. This is a bit silly. And he also has an interesting quirk where during summer his nose will turn pink. And during the winter it'll go back to black again. So he can't,
really?
Yeah, it's like I can't decide what colour his nose is. It keeps changing in seasons. It's really weird.
Oh.
It's like been to the vets, like, why does my dog's colour change, dog's nose change colour? And the vet has no idea. He's never seen it before.
Oh.
It's crazy. But apparently it doesn't affect him, he's perfectly healthy.
Why hasn't this turned into loose women?
Hey, I like my dog. I miss my dog. My dog's back in Wales. I'm here in Stafford.
Oh, my dog's at home. I like to see my dog every night.
Anyway, what else have we got for people today?
Yeah. Anyway, well...
yeah.
The next song.
Hmm.
I don't want to introduce it. I just want to play it and then see how many people recognise it, to be honest.
Okay. If you recognise this song, text us in at 07757454.
Not the song, just where it's from.
Yeah, where it's right? from.
Okay. It's by The Who. All right.
That's a big clue.
Yeah.
Can I finish the text number?
Yeah, go on.
07757454668.
No. What was that last bit again?
668.
Just wind you up. Anyway, go on then. nicely done there, Tom.
Yeah, I'm getting the hang of this whole setup.
Shame it ends tomorrow.
Yeah. It's a big shame, but, you know, there is a campaign out, Save Shug.
So what theme tune is that in?
I've been told by my reliable informant... My reliable informant in the studio has informed me that was, in fact, the theme from the TV show, CSI. Yeah.
Okay, where did the old man in the sea come from?
He came from the sea. Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
Self-explanatory answer.
I wasn't quite sure whether it's old man in the sea or one man in his dog.
No, old man in the sea would be more like, arr, I'm from the sea. And the old man from his dog would be, war, I'm from the country, look at my dog.
So which one was it then? Was it Mr. of the Sea?
It was man with the dog, okay.
Was it one man and his dog in the sea, from the sea?
Could have just lived by the coast. I don't know.
All right then, fair enough. Shut up, Tom.
Just destroy me.
Are you on something?
No, I'm high on life, baby.
It's an exchange, isn't it?
No. Excuse me?
Did you or did you not buy a leather jacket from a charity shop? Very nice leather jacket, mind you.
Trousers.
No, it was a leather jacket that you found. And did you not find tablets in the pocket?
Oh, yeah, that was scary. I bought a leather jacket from a charity shop, as she said, but I found these random tablets in the pocket.
What did they have written on them?
I can't remember.
Was it not like... It had a long F
and a long number, and I was quite scared, so I threw them in the bin rather rapidly. And never went back to that charity shop again. You don't know. You think they'd empty their pockets first, wouldn't you?
You do?
Yeah.
So anyway, that'll teach you for being tight.
What? It was a good jacket. It was a ladies' one, admittedly. But
yeah, it was. And with your long blonde hair, who knows? You and Jay would make a perfect couple.
My Jay.
Yeah,
is a woman.
My Jay.
She's a woman, and I love her, so yeah. Don't get me started.
Bless you. Is she listening?
Might be, I hope so. Shout out, baby. I love you.
Bless you.
What else we got? That was CSI, after all that. It was the CSI theme tune. Nobody texts in. Mind you wouldn't win any prize anyway. Because we ain't got none. We haven't got anything. We're rubbish.
Aww.
Yes. What else have we got for the rest of the show?
Well, I don't like doing this. This just... It's because last week I told everybody I was going to play Guns N' Roses.
Yeah.
And then towards the end, we didn't have time. So I said, we're not playing Guns N' Roses. And from the back, somebody said, you've got to play Guns N' Roses because you told him you were going to play Guns N' Roses and people will be
And they all turned
disappointed.
Into amazing brummies.
They did. Anyway. So I'm not saying anything, because just in case.
Just
right?
In case we don't
in case
get to play what
you waffle too long. Axl
me?
Rose.
Me?
What did you say to me in that song, in the Aerosmith song? I always get confused.
Well, I don't know. I'm not as pure rock as one might think to look at me.
Axl Rose, either one from Guns N' Roses, yeah. And Aerosmith is the one with the guy with the face of a dead person.
Is that your impression of my northern drawl?
No, you're not northern, you're further...
I sure am.
No, you're not, you're further south than this is.
What?
Stafford.
I'm further north than Stafford, baby.
Are you?
Yes. Hence North Wales.
Yeah, but you don't speak Welsh. What's going on there?
No, not everyone in Wales speaks Welsh. It's not, like, compulsory.
It's not like what?
Compulsory.
Ah, there you go. It's a long word
for Tom. I need a drink. It's hot in here.
So do I. So do I, Tom.
Got some cherry coke.
No, thank you, Tom.
Yeah.
Shut up and play a song, Tom.
If I must. And you
I don't know if you should take that as a good thing or a bad thing.
That's just what he said.
We should explain that he created the
pie
button that when you press it, it says
pie.
Yeah, like that. And that was taken off and Tom's just found again. Not that he ate all the pies, that he made the button.
It looks like he'd done it.
No, it doesn't. Oh, never mind.
Who is that? I've forgotten what song we had on.
We had Outside by Stained On. Like I'm not introducing any songs before.
Yeah, I did quite a lot. Right.
Are you chewing?
Chewing? You're eating cherry...
I'm not eating.
You're eating cherry drops.
I wasn't ripping the packet. But yes, they've changed the shape of cherry drops. Travesty.
It's not as bad as when they changed opal fruits to Starburst.
These are the only things in the uni shop I can eat. These and chewing gum and Tic Tacs, because there's nothing vegan in the uni shop. Nope. Doesn't that suck?
Isn't that a controversial
issue? But it's supposed to be a multicultural society and diverse and full of all different colours and flavours and what? I can't eat real McCoys.
Why? How are they not vegan?
Well, how many flavourings are in them? Look. Rubbish. Dried whole milk. One. Thank you. All right, get out of the studio. Go on, leave, idiot. Anyway.
It is hard being a vegan, I would imagine.
Yeah, you would imagine, but you're a red meat man.
Well, yeah. Well, not really. All I eat is chocolate.
I can't even have chocolate. Oh, it sucks. Oh, woe is me.
Woe is you.
Life. Oh. Let's have a good song on.
A good song to cheer you up.
Hang on. Vimto. Or nameless red drink. Vimto?
In big writing, no artificial colours, no preservatives, made with proper stuff.
Apart from the fact that it's... Right, okay. No artificial colours, no preservatives, made with secret Vimto flavour. Ooh! Apart from the fact that it's horrible, right?
That probably does mean it's used by pig's foot.
Including natural extracts of fruit, blah, 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 natural colour. Anthocyanins, antioxidant, ascorbic acid, sweetener, sodium, saccharin. Now, you see, that all sounds really, really natural, but apart from the fact that Vimto's horrible anyway...
It's not, it's gorgeous.
It's disgusting. It's gorgeous. Oh, shut up.
Vimto is the new Tizer.
Let's play a song before we do any more product placement, shall we, Tom? Thank you. Go on, then.
What you do, everybody's fine to do.
clarify, a vegan is actually a vegetarian that doesn't eat, like, dairy, any dairy products of any kind.
We've been having a bit of a discussion in the studio.
We have been having a huge discussion.
It's still been very
interesting. And when he brought the McCoys in and the Vimto, it just goes to show people don't know.
Yeah, there's so much. When you don't think about it, you don't even notice what it's like.
I'd like to point out again that the Vimto is perfectly alright, it's just you don't like it.
No, the Vimto's not alright, there are flavours in it, just because it says it doesn't have any flavourings.
Has it got aspartame in it?
Has it got what?
Aspartame.
Has it got anything with an ick on the end? It's not natural then, is it? Thank you. Right, out of my place. Anything with acid in it really isn't natural to me.
What about oranges?
yeah, but that...
That's citric acid.
It's not an added acid, is it?
I'll just bring it off. Yeah, I'm sorry.
I know. Right. But, yeah. It just goes to show people don't know enough about it. Like, there's nothing in the shop, there's nothing in the bar, there's nothing in the canteen. And I know at least one other vegan other than me.
Yeah. I mean, with like, I think it was last year, 1,000 more students coming here. It's like, it's pretty high odds that at least.
And there might
one
only
or two.
Be five people in, at the most in the uni with
but there's
it. But
there's bound to be at least a few.
Five, right?
Yeah.
And there are some people who, if they have the dairy, it will affect them and will really make them really ill.
I mean, I know a few people who are lactose
intolerant. Yeah. All right, and you have to make sure that it doesn't touch anything to do with milk or cow's milk. So the cafe can't be sure at all.
Yeah.
There's nothing in there that you can eat.
So basically, it's expensive runarounds to try and find stuff you can eat.
Yeah, whereas if the uni actually did, even if it was a small section of maybe sandwiches and biscuits, anything that you could eat, it would help you so much.
And normal people might eat them as well.
So if anybody important's listening... Hello? Listen. No, you're not important, John Shaw.
I've got the key.
Key to what?
Your heart.
Oh. No, you haven't. Someone else has already got it. Sorry.
Oh.
Got it for ya. You're not having it. It's mine. Right.
Anyway.
Wow. Yeah. So you're listening to Shug FM, Stafford's latest and greatest on 87.7.
Play an advert, Tom. Go on, play an
advert. Which one?
Play the Litton Tree advert. Go on, go on.
Okay.
It's Ladies' Night this Thursday at the Litton Tree with 2-for-1 deals and discounted cocktail jugs for the fairer sex, plus DJ Matt James playing Stafford's best music. It's the only place to be for your weekend warmer. We're open till at least 1 a.m. The Litton Tree, Stafford. Great entertainment every night of the week.
Poor old Bowie. He hasn't been the same since his brain fell out.
Your mama too. We're about to go.
in the studio. Shut up! Right, we've got Dave in the studio, right? And he's going to talk about how to save Shug.
Let's save Shug.
Right, you have 45 seconds now.
Is that all you can dedicate to saving Shug? Right, if you want to save Shug, we've got two email addresses. We've got studio@shugradio.co.uk. We've got fgk@hotman.co.uk. We've been going around. We're trying to arrange a fundraiser party either at some point later on this year, and maybe a second, or if not the actual one, will happen in September at the end of this year. If you really want to support Shug, even if you're in the third year and you're leaving, give us your support.
We
give us
everyone.
Your vote. Everyone matters. Everybody
I love Shug. We
you love Shug.
We all love Shug.
The pound, the simplicity is we can keep the show going. We're in contact with the university to keep it going, keep it free from the union, but we can still have fun and keep the show going, keep the station going how it is. If you want to get involved and you're like, oh, well, I don't want to support it because, quite frankly, I don't have nothing to do with it, well, you can next year because we're going to get rid of some of the poorer shows on the station. Not that any of them are pure poor, but they are marginally better than that of GK.
Is our show poor?
Your show's so good that even I've come in to endorse it.
Yes, so, that's FGK, it's Chaz and Dave.
I've personally been around, I've been speaking to, I won't say anything because I won't promote them for free, but I've been speaking to a lot of the places in town, all the venues, I've had a drink in every single one to hurt to.
That's why you look like that then.
Yeah.
I've been running around all blooming day.
He has. You might have that Dave was put
well,
into
I'm trying to make sure I don't swear on your, well, mouth the word to you, show. But yeah, no, please keep in touch. Because we have all the details. Fundraising. Look out for the poster. It's studio@shugradio.co.uk or fgk@hotmail.co.uk. Speak to Chris, Dave, or anyone else who's remotely interested. If you know someone who's presenting the show, speak to them because we're going to have a meeting. We're going to keep the show going. If you're interested, get in touch.
Get in touch. Anyone you know.
Give us your blood. Donate.
Yes.
Or money will do.
Anywhere you can, help out Shug because it's great. And that's that.
Thank you, Dave.
Am I due to pee off then?
don't say it like that. My dad's listening. All right, say it. Again. Say go away. Say you are due to go away. All right.
Joy came all the way up here just to promote our.
Yes,
station.
Dave, and we do appreciate it.
Yeah.
Go on. Can you turn the mic down so
we
I can
do
speak
have
freely?
Like, we do have like 10 minutes of music left, and
we've got songs to play and dedications to do.
We have got dedications to do.
You're right. This is the green pen.
No. Anyway,
Anyway,
songs, Aaron.
Got this is dedicated to me dad because I said I would. Anyway, go on in.
Okay.
Have you replied?
That was Prison Walkways by
Gary Moore and Phil Lynott.
Yeah. So it's getting towards the end of the show now, Sarah.
Yeah, it is. Alright, so tell me to shut up then, why don't you?
No. If you want to talk, go ahead.
No, I don't want to talk. Anyway.
Good. We've got a few nice fun tracks to end up the show with.
Yep.
First up is Offspring. Come on, play.
Gotta keep them separated. 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 Separated.
That was a good one. Yeah. Whatever you do, don't buy Windows Media Player. Ever, ever, ever. Ooh, I know it comes free with computers, I know. But don't update it, it's rubbish. Anyway.
Yes, that's about it from us here at Alternation.
It is? The last one?
Yeah, she's just the second and last. Tragic. I know it is. But we got one last song. I've got to dedicate to all my friends. I've got to dedicate to my girlfriend Jay, her best friend Lisa, my two best friends, Winnie and Phil, Preco, Sammy D, and the rest of the Welsh posse.
I haven't got that many friends.
Oh, shame on you. But I think that's about it. Do you want to say goodbye?
Goodbye.
Okay, see you soon, guys.
See you later.